Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague Veronique de Regie of the Mercatus Center, writing most recently on the experiences during the pandemic of families with children in school. But this is representative of how, as a culture, as a nation, we have followed directives from authorities, the governor, the president, the Congress, especially the CDC, an organization I don't think I ever mentioned in my previous 20 years of broadcasting, the CDC, about how to conduct our lives from March of 2020 until now, continuing. And many of the recommendations are no longer endorsed, even by the CDC, and yet we carry on. Veronica, very good evening to you. Let's go to school. You introduce the fact that in schools, they are carrying on CDC-recommended behavior at once upon a time that no longer makes sense. Give me examples, please. How does school conduct itself these days in Virginia?
Good evening. So I guess the one, and it's not proper to schools, but I think it's kind of very, very obvious in school, is the whole cleaning surfaces and wiping everything and just spraying every table several times a day and cleaning all surfaces to protect against this virus. We've known since August, probably, that actually the transmission of COVID really is not primarily at all through surfaces. And yet we are still wiping. The kids have to wipe their table when they sit, when they leave, when they spend a lot of hours doing this. There's also the temperature checks, which are not just put, in the school buildings and that are used as an excuse for the school's inability to bring more kids back because they have to have more people taking temperature. But it's also, we parents have to fill out forms every single morning telling the school and informing the school that our children do not have temperature that day, which makes no sense since, again, since last August, even Dr. Fauci said that actually, you know, temperature checks are like incredibly inaccurate. And obviously it won't surprise you since so many of the people who have COVID actually have zero symptoms. Like it's roughly 40%.
This is Arlington, Virginia. Arlington, Virginia is a suburb of the District of Columbia. That is, I believe it's fair to generalize that you have the federal workforce and extremely well-educated people living around you with small children and growing children. This is not a marginal school district somewhere in rural America. This is a sophisticated crowd of very expensively educated parents with their wonderful children. And yet, let's go on here. Masking. How is that done in Arlington School District?
Oh yeah, it's very strict. I mean, like, so it's not just masking full time on school grounds, but it's also keeping, 6 to 10 feet apart. I mean, it's like, even at the worst, the CDC was saying 6 feet. Well, our school, same thing, that form that I have to fill out every morning, I have to commit that my kids are going to stay apart from each other 6 to 10 feet apart. So that's 10 feet apart is much higher than the CDC was saying at its worst. And now that actually the CDC is finally, by the way, no one knows really what that rule comes from, that 6 feet rule comes from. It's certainly not grounded in science. But now that finally the CDC is actually gone to the 3 feet rule, which the World Health Organization has been using and most of the countries has been using, our school system still have this 6 to 10 feet rule. And this matters, right? Because if you have to keep the kids really, really far apart, it means you can't bring them, it means you can't bring them in. But see, it's all sorts of, it's all sorts of measures like this, which effectively makes it impossible to bring the kids back, even though the science has actually shown that opening the schools does not increase transmission of the virus in the community, and keeping the school closed does not reduce the transmission of the virus in the community.
How many days a week can the children go to school, and are there schedules that are jumbled? Do they have the same days every week?
No. So my kids just went back to school maybe like a month and a half ago. And so one of the things that because of this pandemic, they went from 5 days of education to 4 days. Of course, that Monday is called asynchronous, but I can tell you that there's no school. I mean, one of my kids is doing a lot of tutoring. The other one is taking, French lessons. I mean, and my kids are not unique in this. It's a school. So it's 4 days a week. But then they go to school 2 days. But here's the thing. It's like they used to have your school from about, let's say, 8:20, I'll say to 3 o'clock. Well, now every one of those block schedule, which is an hour and a half of class, is actually split in two, where they actually only get 45 minutes of education. And the next 45 minutes, again, is asynchronous. And they give very little work during that time. But when you go to school, because there are still kids that are at home, right? And the teachers in the classrooms are teaching to both the kids at home and the kids in school. They're really actually like are getting educated only half of the time. And that has been going on for, since the fall.
Since the fall. Now, is there objection to this? Does the Teachers Association, the School Association, the Board of Education, do they say, by the way, we read in the Washington Post that, and then fill in the blanks of everything you just evidenced, that we're following antique rules?
No, when you listen to a lot of parents are saying you need to bring our kids back to school, because it's not actually a given, even though the teachers have been prioritized for vaccination in Arlington County. And Arlington County has actually had a vaccination rate that's really, really high. So a lot of the kids themselves, certainly in high school, when they're above 16, have been vaccinated. It's not clear that there's no guarantee that the kids are going to be going back to school 5 days a week in the fall. And so a lot of parents are really upset about this. And when you listen to the school board, some now are finally starting to say we really need to make an effort and do. But you listen to the superintendent, and it's as if going back to doing what they used to do is like such a big, big obstacle. There's always something. And then of course, if you have to keep that 3 feet rule in place, even though everyone is vaccinated, and it makes it impossible to bring all the kids back.
What are we to learn from this, Veronique? Because I'm using I do not have small children or children at home. So this is all new to me, except for that I've read anecdotally around the world of other cautions that no longer make sense.
So I think what's interesting is when you look, not all the schools in the country, not all the public schools are actually closed. Matt Welsh at Reason actually highlighted that the divide where Republican states are more likely to have their public schools open than the Democrats. But I think Arlington is like, I think it has one of the highest concentration in the country of diplomas. I think that there's like a hyper sensitivity to risk, and maybe this belief that we can control everything and we can actually deliver a zero risk free environment for our children and for us. But the thing that I actually think it says about ourselves is like actually really when push comes to shove, a lot of people don't care about the children, because it is proven now that actually mask wearing for really young kids, and you see those little kindergartners
right,
wearing masks all day, is unbelievably cruel to these kids. And they're losing, because they can't see facial expressions. And this is true. They're basically forcing kids under 11 to wear a mask is not justified by that virus and by the fear of transmission. And it's in the end, unbelievably.
We just had that order in Michigan. The governor of Michigan gave out an order responding to the surge to mask 2-year-olds. That just happened.
Yeah. And so I think that basically, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but this test, when push comes to shove, I mean, people don't really care about children, which is kind of astonishing, because we should be ecstatic that for all the damage this pandemic has created, it's a virus that doesn't seem to be affecting children, unlike the flu, for instance. I mean, that COVID, I'm not comparing COVID to the flu, but I mean, certainly for children, it's not affecting. I mean, it would be much worse, right, if COVID was killing all these children. We should be ecstatic about this, and yet we're putting such a heavy burden on these children, and it's tough.
Véronique Tourigy is Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.